You see, I want respect. Check 1, 2, goddamn the Fat Mac Almighty 3XL coming at y'all live and direct, man. That's right, the Almighty One himself. It is still September the goddamn 19th, and I'm still waiting for these cocksuckers to come turn my goddamn electricity on, man. So, once again, I'm just gonna babble. I'm just gonna fucking talk shit because there ain't shit else to do. I'm tired of goddamn, I done burned up so much gas in my motherfucking ride, man, just because I'm just bored and ain't got shit else to do, you know. Fuck, I'm just like, goddamn, come turn my shit on, man. So, I mean, as far as updates on the website or updates on the Max City Limits podcast page and shit, y'all niggas is fucked because I have no fucking electricity. That means I can't get online, nigga, so... Alright, well today, man, today's little ditty, the Fat Mac gonna do a little something, man. We gonna talk about some race relations today, and it's not gonna be like none of that dry ass bullshit that, you know, a politician would kick, you know what I mean? It's just gonna be about something that it's been on the minds of every black man since time immemorial, you know what I mean? As far as which way should a nigga go? Should he fuck with the white bitch or the black hoe? You know what I mean? What should you do? Who's better? Who's more agreeable? Well, I mean, when it comes to having a helpmate, which one should you fuck with, okay? Well, due to the fact that I have like a 5-year case study in these goddamn streets fucking with all these bitches, black and white, and mixed up in between, I have a pretty, I got a pretty good handle on this shit, man. And even though we fucking with some hood rat shit, you know what I mean, it's still a case study that I believe... needs to be, man, what's the word I'm looking for? Needs to be taken seriously. Let's put it that way. Needs to be taken seriously and shit. So, I've heard many a pimp online and in person always talk about he ain't fucking with black bitches. I don't fuck with no fucking stink ass, black skillet ass bitches. You know what I mean? And, you know, everybody's always raving about having a white chick, you know what I mean? White chicks are better. White chicks have better sex. White chicks, you know, make better mothers. White, you know, just white pussy is just better overall. So what they say and shit. So, without actually setting out to prove or disprove anything, man, you know, just sitting back, observing shit, fucking with over 300 bitches and shit. Even though the site only has maybe like 200 females. And consequently... Y'all haven't really seen all 200 of them yet, you know what I mean? Because like I said, I got, you know how the journal is set up, you know, it's a preview shit, man. You know, you'll see the pictures of the broads first, and then you'll see the videos and all that kind of shit. But basically round it off, it's like 200 females and shit. And I've fucked with both races, of course, black and white and in between. And so, like I said, I have experienced the gambit, man. I have walked the line. I have, shit, been through the gauntlet, homie. So without further ado, I'm just gonna give you my personal opinion about white bitches and black hoes. And once again, excuse my vernacular, I'm just in that kind of mood today when I'm really fucking pissed off because I ain't got no fucking power. So everybody go be a fucking bitch and a hoe today until I get my goddamn power back on, okay? Well, okay, drum roll, please. Somebody give me a fucking drum roll. I'm going to give y'all the verdict, man. I'm going to tell y'all what I think about white bitches and black hoes and who's better and what's the differences and all that kind of shit, man. But before I do that, yeah, I'm going to keep you in suspense, homie. We're going to take a little break. I'm old schooling it today. I'm going to slow it down, hit you with some old school rap, old school R&B and shit, man, you know. That's how we gonna do it today. So yeah, the Fat Mac, the almighty motherfucking 3XL gonna be back in just a minute, man. Y'all hold tight.
Feeling good, so good. those black thighs clapped up against one another like you weren't getting enough. It feels so good. Now there was pain, but it was good pain. Pain that hungered for more and more and more. And maybe tears or... And you sang, take it easy, baby. Take it easy, baby. Good feeling. Flesh against flesh. And that hot moistness, that warm mucus surrounding your manhood. So good. Yeah, it feels so damn good. The pain was there. But she said, what did she say, brother? And you
came
every day. You came, you got beyond horny. You are now a gas man, bleeding and leaving a long stream of blood from corner to corner, stoop to stoop, bed to bed, and gas to gas. So good, it feels so good. As sweat trickled down your back, with your revolution being dug out of your wax-filled ears, and your bleeding mind speaking strongly of death and allowing blood to clot and crust on the gash. Sing a song of evening time, your days are numbered, Mr. Gashman. All over, bitches with big froze and nice bodies were turning would-be revolutionaries into Gashmen, Gashmen. Same song yesterday, same song yesterday. Gash needs man, no experience necessary. When you bleed to death, Mr. Gash Man, and find yourself in a web of cold flames and rotten watermelon rinds and cigarette ashes and ashes and bye-byes and bye-byes and bye-byes. Don't forget your alligator shoes.
Fat Mac, baby, coming right back at you, man. That's what we doing, man. Today we fucking around. We talking about the differences between, you know, white bitches and black hoes. Black hoes, white bitches. You know what I mean? We're going to talk about which is better, which is worse, you know, whatever. And I'm going to primarily focus on the white chick. And basically, if I'm going to go ahead and give the white chick a plus in a certain area, you can pretty much deduce that the black bitch gets the minus in the same area. All right, just use some common sense. Case in point, if I say white chicks are more adventurous, you can pretty much assess, that the black bitch is less adventurous. So I don't really have to necessarily say, you know, in the course of saying, oh, white chicks are more adventurous, then I don't have to flip the script and say, oh, and so that would mean that black bitches are less adventurous, okay? So, I mean, just follow the fucking reasoning, man. Help me out here. Throw me a freaking bone here. That's what I'm saying. Okay, so, basically, I'll just start off with that, man. You know, white chicks, to me, and keep in mind this is all subjective, all right? Or is it objective? No, it's got to be subjective. It's subjective. That's what it is. Okay. Subjective means basically it's from my personal viewpoint, I believe. So basically, that's what I'm saying. It's from my own personal experiences, you know, from 5-year in-depth case study of fucking with bitches in the streets. This is what I have deduced to be the truth in my eyes. Okay. So please don't get out of shape because I understand that. There's no such thing as absolutes, and I'm pretty sure there's gonna be plenty of motherfucking black chicks gonna be like, ah, nigga, that's bullshit. I'm adventurous too, and I do all this with me, you know, my man, and all that kind of shit. Well, bitch, I haven't met you, okay? I have just been meeting a whole bunch of black ass bitches and got issues, alright? So I can't necessarily say that black bitches are more adventurous than white bitches, okay? Because I haven't met you. I've been meeting more adventurous white bitches. So, according to my reasoning, according to my experience, white bitches are more adventurous, okay? It's just, they just seem to just be a little bit more willing to take chances and have fun and just fucking unwind and not be so fucking uptight. Yeah, that's just my experience, okay? Yeah, thus speaks the Fat Mac motherfucker. That's what I'm saying, man. White chicks seem to be, once again, from my own personal experience, they seem to be more sexually experienced. They seem to know their bodies a little bit more than black chicks, man. You know what I mean? So, I mean, let me just try and give you an illustration, man. You know, if I got a white chick and a black chick and I'm doing them on the same day, and let's say, you know, they got to do some masturbation shit. You know, I get the dildo out. I'll hand the dildo to the white chick. She knows automatically what to do with the motherfucker. You know what I mean? You know, it's just a no-brainer. Turn the dildo on, go to work, bust a nut, have fun, okay? Now we done with the white chick. The black chick comes in, give her the dildo. She's got it in her hand. She's looking at it. And she's just looking at it. And I'm like, okay, you ready? Well, what I'm gonna do with this? You don't know what the fuck that is? No. It's a vibrator. Well, what I do? You trying to tell me you've never fucked with a vibrator before? I'm supposed to have sex with this? Yeah. It's called masturbation. You know, you stimulate yourself, your clitoris, and vaginally and whatnot. Well, I don't be needing nothing like this because I get the real thing. I don't do stuff like this. Like, bitch, damn. The fuck is wrong with you? I mean, do you gotta just be acting? Do you gotta act like that? You know what I mean? Just, I get the real thing. I get real dick. I don't need to, like, bitch. Just turn the motherfucker on and goddamn. You know what the fuck I said when I called your ass up? You gonna be masturbating. You gonna be playing with yourself. You gonna use toys. Now you got the toy in your hand. Now you're acting like fucking Bruce Almighty and shit. Like you never played with yourself. And then they start playing with themselves, and they laying back and they rolling their eyes up in the back of their head and sucking their teeth, and you can tell they just really not feeling the whole situation and shit. And, you know, it's just an overall shitty ass goddamn video. They never moan, they never groan, they never come. Versus the white chick, she's like, man, she's having the time of her motherfucking life. She's really enjoying, you know, playing with herself, pleasuring herself in front of me, and she's getting off on it. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of shit I'm talking about. Just simple shit. Bitch, if I hand you the goddamn clitoral stimulation toy, bitch, use some sense. You know what I mean? And there's nothing kidding me about the black bitch, man. Black bitch be like, well, I don't ever masturbate. Can you do it for me? I'm like, well then, bitch, it ceases to be masturbation if I do it. Masturbation seems to imply that you auto-erotically stimulate yourself. You know what I'm saying? I cannot ram the dildo in you and film at the same time. You're going to have to bust a break a sweat, bitch. Come on now. Let's get this shit right. Well, I ain't never did that before. I'm just not. I'm like, oh my God, please. Jesus, what? What? You know what I mean? Always a big goddamn production. Always some fucking stupid shit I gotta deal with, man. Like I said, man, from my experience, the white chicks seem to be more adventurous and more sexually experienced and more in tune with what their body's like. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how many times I asked a female black chick, so how do you like it? Do you like it like this? Do you like it like that? Do you like this stimulated? Do you like that stimulated? Pretty much, most of them draw a fucking blank, and they're looking at me like, I don't know, you know, just stick it in and just pound away, nigga. Fuck, I don't know. You know, but a white chick, I mean, fuck. She'll basically let you know what's really going on, man. I like it here, I like it there, I like it deep, I like it short, I like it shallow, I like it long, I like it fast, like a slow. I mean, damn, bitch got a big ass checklist of what the fuck she likes. You know what I mean? And not coming off like a fucking prima donna when she telling you either. You know what I mean? She, most of them won't make you feel like a stupid ass if you're asking it and shit. I've had experiences like that when I ask a black chick, you know. I'm like, well, shit, what you like? Oh, what, you don't know? Shit, I mean, what am I dealing with here? An amateur? You don't know how to put it down, nigga? I'm like, bitch, I'm trying to accommodate you. Every bitch don't like it the same fucking way. You see what I'm saying? Who the fuck is this?
Yo, Chris, I really knocked the boots on those two big butt females last night. Yeah, man, I'm on my way on a Latin Quarter to find two more freaks.
So cash flow off the pocket. You may not realize it or you may not know, but
he is a super ho.
When I say super, I'm not exaggerating. Dating for a guy like Scott turns into mating. He seems to be quiet, but I don't buy it. Proof is in the pudding, why don't you just try it? The super ho is loose in your section, and he's armed with a powerful erection. So grab your girl and run for protection. Your mama too, cause I like to mention.
Most likely said he doesn't argue with a girl, cause yes, he has others. Keep updated on all kind of rubbers. Got ones that are lambskin, others that are plastic. One day he'll open a school for prophylactics. They don't know.
He is a superhero.
Up in Rochester on DKX, WDKX, now DK Sex. We were being interviewed there live on air. Every girl in the city, Scott had an affair. KM in the AM had asked his last question. Rock said, wait, I gotta mention the fact that I'm single. I like to mingle, and one more time, bust the fresh jingle.
Tyler Rock Animal, he is a super hoe. Tyler Rock Animal, he is a super hoe.
Music I'll always pass by. Girls that claim to act so fly, they always act like it's all about them or their friends, but according to Scott, they all like the bend. Yes, fly girls, shy girls, black girls, white girls, in 87 it's got to be the right girl. If you claim to have a little problem, well, Scott LaRock knows just how to solve them. If you're a guy, a 9 will do the trick, but if you're a girl, you need some flowers. I admit Scott has strange powers, enticing girls in less than or should I say minutes? I've seen how he did it. He probably says I'm Scott LaRock and she's with it. So whether he's a gigolo, tramp, or pro,
he is a superhero.
Not many people have their ways of expressing what they do best for Scott is undressing. Yes, either a girl or his date for the night. He doesn't want to hear that you're too tight. So do not think that Scott LaRock is mean. It's not his fault, he'll give you Vaseline. The superhero is loose in your area, making life for girls a little scarier. So if you got a radio trying to take this, do not keep in mind that he is a rapist. For the super hoe to be chilling, another female out there has to be willing. So all you tramps and hoes, raise your hand, cause super hoe Scott LaRock understands. If you're a guy, we'll talk about hanging, and if you're a girl, he'll talk about banging. If your mom's call up, well, I don't know, but
Thank you.
sorry for the interruption. Damn, that was my dog, man. Tony Dreamer and shit, man. Fuck. Big up to my nigga Tony Dreamer, man. Motherfucker, this. Like I said, man. One day, man, I gotta interview my dog, man, because this cat right here, he know my shit better than I know it and shit. And this cat, he's like on some scholarly shit, man. It's like he breaks this shit down so smooth, man. You know, he basically shows me things in my own writings that I didn't even see. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn it. That's what it is, you know, MX City, baby. It's like everybody is the teacher and the student, man. It's like each one teach one, man. It's a beautiful thing, man. It's like I said, I can sit down, I can listen to this nigga rap all night, man. You know what I mean? And that's rare, because typically, I mean, there really ain't too many cats out there, man, that I can sit down and just fucking rotate with, man. But damn, boy, Tony Dreamer, my nigga. All right, anyway, we gonna get back to the situation at hand, man. I'm just talking about my personal experiences, you know, with the white and the black chicks and shit, man. So you know, we already talk about the adventurous nature of the white chick versus the black chick. It is my experience and it is my opinion that the white chick is pretty much more sexually experienced than the black chick. Like I said, I think they know their bodies a little bit more and they're a little bit more freer to experiment and do things that black bitches just don't want to do. You know what I mean? Because they just on some hard-headed ass shit. I'm a proud black woman shit. Bitch, just loosen the fuck up and just have some fun. Just use the, play with your clit. Some old simple ass shit. I don't do that. That's nasty. I don't play with my, I'm like, damn, stuck up ass motherfucker. Anyway, okay. Well, and another thing I notice about white chicks versus black chicks. Now, keep in mind when I say this, right? Far be it for me to, you know, have this thing where I prefer one race over another and all that kind of shit. But, I mean, it's just only natural that I just prefer black bitches, man. You know, I just do. I just, you know, fuck. I mean, I just do. They just more sexy to me. You know what I mean? As far as physically, you know, physically appealing, they just a little bit, you know, because I like the ass thing. I like the bubble. And, you know, I just noticed that white chicks, they tend to have better tits than black bitches. I've noticed that. I think that white chicks got, I think they got better hips. I think they got better tits, you know what I mean? But, you know, the sister, man, you know, of course, you know, they got the thighs and the ass and the, you know, it's like, damn. But, I mean, I prefer to fuck with black bitches, you know what I mean? But I'm thinking maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree, man. I'm thinking that maybe I should go ahead and get a white girl's a chance, get a white girl's a try, because everything that I've seen on some business shit, I've always liked to see, man, you know what I mean? It's like, case in point, just a real simple thing I just like to share with y'all. White chicks just seem to really want to please you, you know what I mean? That seems to be part of their sexual makeup. It just seems to be ingrained in their DNA to want to please you. And I'm not saying that black bitches don't want to please you. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying statistically, when I look at all the white women that I fucked with versus all the black women, it just seems like the majority of the white women really was on some shit where they wanted to please you, where they was really willing to just have some fucking fun, unwind, get loose, and just please you, man. You know what I'm saying? Instead of just having to jump through fucking hoops like you got to do with a black bitch, you know what I'm saying? A black bitch is just always so worried she gonna get played. You know, you ask a black bitch, hey, look, let me get some head, baby. Well, what's in it for me? Damn, can I just get some fucking head? You know what I'm saying? Can you just try and please me? Can you just try and make me feel good for a change without some motherfucking tit for tat shit, bitch? That's all I want. Can I get some fucking head? Like I said, I mean, shit, you ain't giving me no head. Well, fuck, bitch, if you would ask, I might do that. You know what I mean? But shit, I asked you first, and I just like to know, can I get some head? Shit, I mean, you gotta go through this World War III shit with black bitches, man. I don't know how many times, man, I've been on a video set with a white chick, man, and she go right to motherfucking work, man. You ain't gotta prompt her or nothing, man. She go right for the jugular, man. She go right for the dick, and she gets, man, she goes to work. You with these black motherfucking heifers, man, on this video shit. You gotta give them word for word instructions. You know what I mean? They sit there on their knees, and you standing in front of them with your genitals in their face, and they looking at you like, what? And you like, what part of this don't you understand, baby? You know what I mean? Okay, all right, well, I'll humor you. Okay. Please insert the penis in your mouth. Okay, now suck it. You see what I'm saying? It's like, goddamn, it's like pulling fucking teeth. It's like pulling your hair out. You always gotta goddamn go through some old fucking argument with a black bitch, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know what the fuck you're here for, you know what I'm saying? You know what you signed the contract for. Get to it. Let's not bullshit, okay? You know what I mean? It, like, now, same scenario, white chick, she on her knees, you standing up, genitals in her face. Man, I ain't even got a chance to push record on the video and she already sucking. That's the difference that I'm talking about. You got the white broad, man, you know, she rearing and ready to go. She's on it, man. She's on her job. Maybe that's what it is, because they understand it's a job. Maybe I'm being racist here about white folks and black folks, but maybe just white folks just understand the value of having a good fucking job and doing it right. And maybe it's just niggas that just have no concept of what the fuck good business is. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's what it is. Maybe it don't have shit to do with sex. Maybe it's just the white bitch just understands what the fuck good business is. God damn it. Good customer fucking service. Maybe that's what it is. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Call me crazy. But like I said, that's the difference right there. White chicks just seem a little bit more willing to please you. You know what I mean? Shit, it's like they're not really going to get off unless they get you the fuck off. You know, I done gave you that little scenario, man. Talking about the black chick. She on her knees. She know what the fuck she got to do. The genitals is in her face. But she looking fucking cockeyed like what? And you like, Jesus, man, I don't believe this bitch. Like, what are you here for? You know what I mean? So, like I said, you got to give her step-by-step fucking instructions. Lick the balls, okay? Lick the shaft. Gently hum. Put the bell head. There you go. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous, man. And like I said, just the obverse of that shit, the white chick on her knee, you standing in front of her, got the genitals in her face. I don't even have the, I haven't even pushed record on the video recorder, man, and the white girl is already getting down to business, man. Sucking and slurping and, man, just going balls to the fucking wall, man. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? So I'm thinking to myself, maybe I'm barking up the wrong tree. Maybe I need to leave these black bitches alone, man, and get me and start playing in this goddamn snow. Maybe that's what it is, man. Fuck. So, like I said, man, it doesn't seem like the white chick is too worried about getting played. It's always a sister worried about getting played. You know, can I get mines too? You know, can I get, you know, it's, I haven't really had too much problems out of white chicks doing that kind of bullshit, you know what I mean? If they go down on you and they suck you off, you know what I mean, and you come, they ain't turning around talking about, okay, my turn, that kind of shit. She just happy that she got you the fuck off. And she gets her joy, she gets her excitement, she gets her thrills out of seeing you happy. Once again, no such thing as absolutes, I totally understand that, and there's a more likely a lot of black chicks out there that do the same motherfucking thing. Okay, but I'm just saying, I run into more, statistically speaking, white chicks that's on that shit. Okay, don't make it right, don't make it wrong. That's just my experience. Once again, okay, fuck, man. What else we want to try and talk about here, man?
Kind of person.
Nah, well, I don't know, man. Just simple shit. Like I said, the white chicks, they just seem to be a little bit more cooperative, man. Every time I got a white chick on the set, man, it's like, you just don't argue about dumb shit, man. I always get a black bitch always trying to break shit down to me, talking about how much she know about the business, and I know what you can't do, and I know what you can't do, and, you know, and this is what I need to have done, and I'm like, yeah, damn, you know? You know, like I said, that go back to that one scenario I'm talking about, man. Black bitch always talking about she don't want to get played. No, she always trying to act harder than what she really is and shit, you know what I mean? Just seems to be a lot more cooperation with the white chicks, man. It's a lot more, it's typically a more of a pleasant environment, a pleasant atmosphere. It's not, you know, you're not repeatedly butting your fucking head up against a wall with this broad. You know what I mean? The white chick is just a lot more agreeable, it would seem to me. Okay. Like I said, I know you got some white bitches out there that are genuine bitches. I know that. Once again, speaking statistically, what I have found, I've just found more agreeable white bitches than black ones. And that's saying a lot because percentage-wise, I meet a lot more black girls. You know what I mean? I meet a lot less white chicks. And for me to meet the amount of white chicks that I have met, right, and the number is significantly less than black chicks, and to have them white chicks have a statistically higher degree of agreeability, that's saying a lot, you know, just fucking around with the figures and the numbers and shit, man. So I'm just saying, man, black chicks, stop trying to act like you so fucking hard. Stop trying to prove you hard. Stop trying to, you know, nah, I'm not getting played, you ain't playing me, and all this kind of shit. Bitch, unwind, relax, and goddamn it, get the job done so you can get your loot and get the fuck on. Shit. You know what I mean? That's all I'm saying. White chicks seem to be a lot more motherfucking cooperative, man. And also, it's another thing where, you know, they just seem to be more into the sex rather than the business, really. You know what I mean? To me, it just seems like they're, fuck, man. Like, they're just happy just to be doing it, man. They're just enjoying themselves. It's like a little fucking mini vacation, man. They don't look traumatized. They don't look like they're going through some major goddamn life-altering, changing event or some shit. They just, goddamn it, I'm fucking and I'm happy to be fucking. I'm sucking and I'm happy to be sucking. And I'm goddamn it, hey, and I'm getting something out of it in return. You know what I mean? Shit, they're getting monetary gain and they're also just having some goddamn fun, man. Shit. You know, but, you know, with the black chicks, it's a little bit ass backwards. You know, they're looking more so at the monetary gain versus the sex. So, hey, man, I mean, need I say more? Shit, you know, so you're going to get more bang for your buck with the white broad, man, because she's seemingly she's doing it because she enjoys it and she enjoys pleasing you. And she's a lot more agreeable, and she's not going to argue about dumb shit. She's not going to try and hornswoggle you to thinking that, oh yeah, I've been in the business such and such, and I know what you can do, and I know what you can't do, and I'll get my lawyers. And I'm like, I ain't never been through that shit with no white broad. You know what I'm saying? White broad, no, it is what it is. Let's do it. Let's have some fun. You know, no need to fucking be on no dumb shit while we're here. You know, let's just enjoy ourselves. Let's just share some love. You know what I mean? With the black bitch, it's always something. It's always some sort of argument. Always some sort of fucking disagreement. It's just always something bad attached to shit, man. It's like, god damn, man. It's drama. Shit. White chicks just, you know, they seem to be a lot less drama-free, man. And that's just my little take on the shit, man. You know, I don't think I need to really expound upon this anymore, man. And, of course, I know there's plenty of people out there that think this is bullshit, you know. But I now see the light. I have listened to a plethora of pimps basically tell me that, shit, if it ain't white, it ain't right. And I can, I'm damn, man. I hate to say it, but I'm on some cosign shit, man. The better females, as far as the video performances, have been white chicks on MacCity.com, man. You know what I mean? They have been the better performers consistently, and they have done the freakiest shit consistently. And I mean, it's kind of hard to argue against that wisdom, man. Also, my partner Side Trick John, for the longest, he had raved about the superiority of the sexuality of the white woman. And I had to tell him, go, I mean, nigga, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Shit, well, I don't want to hear it. You know what I mean? So I'm just going to have to go ahead and co-sign with Side Trick John on this one, too. Upon looking at all the data that we have compiled through the 5-6 years of Mac City, there is no denying that the white chicks have been the more agreeable. They have been the more prolific. They have been the more sexual and the more freakier than the black chicks. So, like, yeah, man, I mean, shit, the data does not lie. So, I mean, like I said, this is just my little experience. Not saying that the sisters on my site don't get down and shit, but I'll put it to you this way. The main thing that usually happens with me and the sisters and shit, now, the white girls seem to be ready to go out the box. You know what I'm saying? It's like, as soon as you get them, it may be their first video, but goddamn it, they into it right out the box. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to warm them up. You ain't got to prep them. You ain't got to get them comfortable. You ain't got to get them loose. They just bam. You know, shit, let's do it. With the sisters and shit, you know, you got to have 4 or 5 video shoots with them prior to them actually really showing just how freaky they are and shit. You know what I mean? So it's like, I may have fucked with a broad, like, with 4 or 5 vid shoots. And then on the 5th vid shoot, the real freak comes out. You know what I mean? I'm like, damn, it took you that long to really get comfortable to just motherfucker break it down like that, baby? God damn. When usually the white chick is just shit. She's ready for the dick, man. She's ready to get down. She's ready to handle biz. And it don't require all that meeting 3, 4, 5 times and all that kind of shit, man. So that's just my humble opinion, man. I'm going to have to co-sign with the pimps. I'm going to have to co-sign with Side Trick John. And I'm going to have to give the white bitches the thumbs up on this one. Now, I don't know if I'll be chasing no white broads. I mean, I don't chase no broads, period, and shit, man. But I've been thinking that, you know, I might want to get me a white broad, man. Because you black bitches is getting on my goddamn nerves, man. For real. You are getting on my last motherfucking nerve. Well, anyway, that's the Fat Mac motherfucker, the Almighty 3XL, coming at y'all live and direct from MacCity.com, man. Want to give shout outs to everybody that comes through and shows love, shows respect, you know, to the Mac City Empire, man. Especially want to give a major shout out to that nigga Tony Dreamer, man. He is now in my city and shit, you know what I mean? And he's going to get a chance to meet the cast of characters in Mac City up and personal, you know, when he gets doing his thing and shit, man. You know what I mean? He got some big things jumping and shit. So with that said, man, you know, this is the Fat Mac, baby. I'm out.
you just let me go on. I can do a man with a jazz solo, rock and roller, scratched on a set or on a beat, so it's all now style. When it comes to rhymes, but it's like this, I'm a scientist. And if you want proof that we got juice, just check out the rhymes that we produce. We're gonna take our talent to the extreme, destroy this place like a mad machine. We're live, wise, organized, three in a place you'll recognize. Yeah.
Sit back.